Track 31.
Microfinance schemes started with several NGOs and social enterprises. For example, Grameen Bank in Bangladesh. They distribute very small loans to poor people, often without financial collateral. But they use some kind of different collateral. Sometimes it can be social collateral. So they create a group of people, and within the group, people help each other to repay the loan. But it's usually a very small amount of money. And from the bank's point of view, it actually provides a unique risk management tool. Of course, distributing loans to poor people sounds very risky. But because we are talking about a large number of people with a very small amount of money, it actually creates a very nice portfolio in which the risk can be diversified. NGOs and social enterprises prove that these kinds of schemes can be scalable, and the poor people are actually repaying their loans. So now, the conventional banks like Citibank and Barclays are taking part in these schemes. Not for the purpose of doing good only, they are actually doing it as part of their business. They are developing their microfinancing and microcredit products in developing countries. It seems that microfinance is doing really well, particularly in Bangladesh and part of India, and there are some positive cases in Latin America and Africa too.